Hey, it's Chris, and welcome to the Between Dreams podcast. We're on a mission to share stories and inspiration of people who are not just dreaming about things, but making them happen. It's about taking action, and today, our guest, is Mark Shapiro.
What up, Chris? Thanks for having me, man.
Thanks for coming to the Between Dreams Dreamland.
I love the studio here.
What the listeners at home and we here know, that is, it's actually just my living room.
Oh, okay. You gave the secret away.
Oh, yeah. You were like, oh, what? We can see on the other side. We've been letting them know that it doesn't take... So that's one of the things is I feel like sometimes people come over here and they're like, oh, that's it? Like, because they see the thing on the wall, because they've seen the podcast or they've seen videos and think that there's like a whole studio or something. And then they're like, oh, this is it? It's just because there's a couch right there and there's like stuff pushed out of the way. And that is a good lesson, I think, in that like most podcast studios, especially like TV shows, of course, but like most people are YouTubers and all that. Most podcasters are literally doing it in their living room.
Yeah. So,
and you don't need a TV studio to make something. You don't need this huge thing. And you know that you have your own podcast. And before we get into some of those questions, I mentioned this before we started. This is the first time we're meeting in person.
Yes.
And I, on purpose, didn't dig too deep into your world so that I had actual curiosity and that I could learn from you. So I'll be learning. If it feels like I'm rambling a little bit, it's because we're actually being curious and learning. So before we get into, I have a handful of questions for you.
Sure. But before I'm an open book.
Before we get to those, what do you have... if someone had never heard of you or seen your stuff, what is your quick recap? I know you're laughing because that's like the worst question to ever answer, and I hate answering it. But it's interesting to me to see how people package their own world.
It is really interesting, and there's so many different ways to answer that question. And some people do the time to take the time to write it out. And so they know when that question is coming, what do you do or what's your purpose, that they'll have the most eloquent answer. And I'm not one of those people. So I'm going to wing it.
And you hate yourself every time that you don't have it prepared. I'm the same way because people are like, you're a juggler. I'm like, oh, I don't like that because that has a thing. And I've never really figured out how to answer it because it's, you know, it's like, I don't have a thing of like, oh, I'm not a lawyer.
Sure.
Or, you know, it's like a thing that doesn't make sense. I feel like you're in the same boat. You have a lot of pieces of the puzzle that require an explanation.
Indeed. All right, repeat the question.
So explain yourself.
explain myself. So what I'd want somebody to know if they were just discovering me or discovering my work.
Or if they're deciding if they're going to listen to the rest of this. Okay. Convince them. All right, no pressure.
All right, here we go.
Convince them that you have something to listen to.
I mean, I'm someone who wears my heart on my sleeve, and I'm very much an open book. And to me, I believe that the easiest way to cultivate connection with another human being, which I think is, I'm not going out on a limb here, we're social animals. We all crave human connection. I feel like the quickest pathway to that is just sharing what's real for us. Like sharing what's real for me, which is like the highs and the lows of life, which are both inevitable. So I love to talk about things that matter to me, that are real. There's a time and a place to talk about pop culture and the news, and I do enjoy those topics as well. But the kind of conversations that I love to have are just getting to know someone and asking people what they think about and what they're most excited about and what they're most afraid of and, you know, what they're dealing with right now. And use that as a way to connect over our shared humanity. There's so many things that I think are left unsaid because we're scared of how we'll look if we, you know, open up and share maybe an insecurity that we're feeling in the moment. And to me, we all have insecurities. We all have fears. We all have doubts.
Yeah.
And I love to incorporate that into conversation and connection. Not only talk about those things. I like to talk about fun, you know, like to like try to, incite and ignite some laughter and humor as well. But I guess long story short is that, I just love to I love to just create the space for connection, and I go out of my way to speak my truth and express how I feel, because I think that that's a really valuable part of life. So I do that in my podcast and through some of my accountability programs that I run together with just loving up every single person that I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, the kind of the ups and downs, it's an interesting thing, and I think as of very recently is the first time kind of ever that it's kind of okay to very publicly be vulnerable. And, you know, there was a time when there was like this rock star image of even celebrities and stuff were like this untouchable. You saw the best of it. Now maybe it's because of social media. Well, because of social media and things, it's a lot more interesting often to see the, you know, without being a downer all the time, be like, oh, you know, there's a one part where people are using it sometimes too much to just complain and be negative.
Sure.
But there really is that interesting thing of the realness of, hey, like, this isn't all, you know, and you could see that on some Instagram accounts that are just like amazing, and it's like they might not be getting the most engagement, or like people aren't interested in just that because it's not real. So one of the first things that I saw was from previous guest and friend of Between Dreams, Kyle Kesterson, was, I think he posted something about you on his story, or you were on your phone.
Yeah, he caught me in the act of doing something.
Yeah, and yeah, you
I love
and,
Kyle,
and
by the way.
His
shout out. What up, Kyle?
Yes, amazing story. We did a podcast, the very recent episode, and we talked for like an hour. And then we went out for food and stuff, and I just kept wishing that we had microphones recording all night.
He really is that kind of guy. He's so full of wisdom.
Yeah, and endless stories that I'm like, this can't be real. Like, there was so many things that I was like, this can't actually be a real story, because he's just been everywhere.
Yeah.
And experienced the most incredible places and people and things. But anyway, he was showing you doing something on your phone, and you were on your phone sending people birthday greetings through video. So on Facebook, as we know, it tells you when your friends have a birthday. Mm-hmm. Every day, there's a handful of them.
Yeah, depending on how many friends you have.
Yeah. If you have more than 400 or so, there's most likely one every day.
Yeah.
And you are sending a personalized video greeting to people on their birthday. And how long have you been doing that?
Yeah, so I send a personalized video to every single one of my Facebook friends on their birthdays. So it's kind of extreme.
Several thousand Facebook friends.
I do. I think I am right around 3,000 right now. And the criteria in terms of like how I've accumulated 3,000 Facebook friends are like, I've met these people in my life, or they have been introduced to me by somebody else.
Yeah.
So like, I usually don't, if I don't know someone or we haven't engaged or connected, I don't usually accept the friend request.
Right.
So the 3,000 people are people who I've had some sort of connection with, whether in person or online. And, it started 2 years ago. So I've been doing it now for 2 years, which is, I mean, I can't believe it's been 2 years. It's kind of crazy, but I've sent over 4,000 personalized videos and it's been really, really wild. So it's kind of like a long story as to how it started. So we can either get into it or not. I tell the story in my TEDx talk, but it was essentially after my dad passed away. I was inspired to start doing it. Yeah. And, for kind of a couple different reasons. One of them was because I realized how easy and like how nice it is to just send a video versus like if I were to type something out, it would take way longer to choose my words than if I were just to hit record and be like, yo, what's up? I haven't seen you in a really long time. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
Wishing you the best for the year ahead. So that's kind of how the birthday messages started, together with my dad had just passed away, and he was sick with Alzheimer's for a really long time. And at the end of his sickness, he wasn't able to even speak. So to me, it also kind of the double purpose of it was when we have something nice to say to someone else, say it.
Yeah.
Because you never know if you'll get the opportunity to say it again. And obviously with the state of the world today, and like loneliness is like a real thing and it's an epidemic, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be like, you know, on depression meds or suicidal. I think we all could wish kind of that every day felt like our birthdays.
Yeah.
Right. We all, I think, would welcome more inbound messages saying, hey, you're awesome, or I love you because. And so I'm just a big advocate of when we have something really nice to say to someone else, to speak our truth. It not only feels good to acknowledge someone else, but it obviously feels amazing as well to receive that kind of love and admiration.
Yeah, I feel like people, I recently, somebody called me on the, like, without texting first.
Yeah. Is that okay? Is that PC?
And
did you pick up?
I forget who it was. Oh, Philip Solomon. And he's like, he called because I was like texting him or something, and he just called. He's like, I'm so old school, I'll call you without texting you that I'm going to call you first.
That's
and
hilarious.
Like, it's a funny thing because it almost is like invasive in a way. Now it's like people have this guard up of, you feel weird calling somebody, like you're going to bother them. Like they don't have to answer.
Yeah.
And I thought about it, how like excited I am when my phone rings and it's like somebody that I know. I'm like, oh, cool. Because like I work by myself a lot of the days, like, you know, people see me up on stage and around all this stuff, but it's like so many days I'm just like here working or like preparing something. Like there could be a day where I don't talk to anybody, where like no one calls, I don't call anyone. I could very easily just be sending emails all day and like literally not
talk
to a human being.
Connection. Yeah.
And so that's amazing to give that to people. And I know that there are tons of people in the same boat where they're just not, even if they might be talking to some, like, even if they go to work and are around other people, they're not really engaged in that way. So that's such a great thing to offer to people, and something that doesn't take anything from you.
It really doesn't. Sometimes people will say, oh, that's cool that you do that. I would rather have more relationship or closer relationships with fewer people.
Yeah.
Thinking kind of that by sending all these people videos or wishing them like a happy birthday with a really thoughtful message, that all of a sudden there's going to be like an onslaught of people wanting your time or, you know, being invasive. And that has not been the case. I've been doing this for 2 years. I have about 3,000 Facebook friends, and I send probably 7 or 8 of these birthday videos a day. And I'm not asking people for their life story. Mm-hmm. I'm simply saying, I see that it's your birthday. I usually recollect maybe a time that we shared in the past, or what they mean to me, or what I remember and like respect or love about them. And I'll wish them an amazing year ahead. And I'm like, I hope you've enjoyed this random birthday love bomb. And over 50% of people respond, and it's usually they're like, oh my God, I can't, like, I barely know you. This was such a nice surprise. Like, thank you so much. And yeah, some people will ask me a question, how are you doing? And it'll stimulate some conversation, and a lot of opportunities have come out of it as well, which has been super cool and unexpected. But it hasn't been something that has taken over my life in the sense that, like, I feel like I'm underwater responding to responses to birthday videos. Like, that's certainly not the case. So I think that's one of those things that oftentimes people feel, that if they were to reach out to more people, then all of a sudden all these people are going to want something from them. That has not been the case. So it's literally something that's a daily ritual for me. It takes me about 10 minutes a day. And it is so incredibly rewarding. I think that it's my most consistent ritual and daily practice, more so than even coffee, because there'll be days that I don't drink coffee and there aren't days that I don't send the birthday videos.
So the thing that I especially like about this is I've done so many things through like my live show, and then like starting ideas or like the podcast. And we're talking about this before we started recording of like, I only have 70 something podcast episodes, but I've been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I like always say, oh, the podcast is supposed to be once a week, but I don't stay committed to the schedule of doing it. And I think everyone can relate to that. Like we all say, oh, I'm going to do this thing. And then 3 weeks in, you're like, well, this sucks. I didn't think it was good, or like I thought more people were going to care, or yeah. I thought more people were going to watch the videos that I was doing. Yeah, I mean, like how many people started
all those things,
vlogging or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Everyone has started something and then been like, this sucks. I don't want to do this. talk about that thing of committing to not stop. Cause I know there's gotta be a day when you wake up and you're like, do I really feel like putting a camera on my face and being, you know, and being vulnerable in that way? Or sometimes there's somebody where like, oh, what if this doesn't go? You know, it could be somebody who you haven't talked to in a while, or like, well, this might be kind of scary to reach out to this person whatever it is.
Of course.
So the question is, when you hit those moments of resistance of mm-hmm. speed bumps of like, no one will know if I just skip over this person, or, you know, no one will know if I skip over this day.
Yeah.
How do you, what makes you say, nope, this is what I said I'm going to do, so I'm going to keep doing it?
There are absolutely days that I don't want to do it for whatever reason. Maybe I am low on energy. Maybe I look like a mess and don't want to be on video. There are days that I find myself judging my level of authenticity when I'm going out of my way to send someone a birthday video, which is kind of, it's very like I'll usually laugh when I find myself doing that, because I certainly don't have to wish everyone happy birthday with a personalized video.
Yeah.
So when I find myself judging myself, I'm like, you are ridiculous. Like, how can, like, you're doing something that is just to be kind and giving and to hopefully make the person smile on the other end. So for me, being judgmental of myself is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
So oftentimes I'll remind myself of that this is not about me and how I look. It's about simply giving this gift to somebody else on their birthday. And it's just going to be 10 to 15 seconds for them of watching it. They're probably not going to be overly analytical about it. They're going to be like, oh, it was cool to hear from that random dude who I went to high school with, or, you know, whatever it may be. Sometimes I'll just do it at a different time of day. And I find that, like anything else, like sometimes you just got to show up to the gym.
Yeah.
So there'll be times when I'm resistant. Let's say there'll be a day where there's like 14 birthday videos. And once I get into a groove, downhill from there. Very easy once I actually get started. Sometimes it's just the getting started that's the toughest thing. I'm also an extremely disciplined person. So that definitely, I guess, should be noted. I'm not necessarily the most committal person. I am very strategic in terms of what I commit to and what I don't commit to. Mm. And when I commit to something, I am all in. So I've had my podcast for 3.5 years and I haven't missed a single week. And there have been weeks when, like, I don't know what the hell I'm going to release.
Yeah.
And I've found a way to continue despite, you know, waking up on the wrong side of the bed, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. So how do you decide, and maybe that's, I that is one of my problems, is that I agree and say yes to too many things. And I think that comes for me out of like I get bored.
Mm.
I'm excited about new things and getting started on things and ideas. I like ideas and concepts and all these things. And then I get into it and then I'm like, oh, now it's just work to keep that going.
Yeah.
So how do you decide? What's your criteria there for like taking on a new thing? Because you always are evolving and taking on new things, but then without taking on so many new things that it hurts the things that you have committed to already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think taking inventory of my energy and bandwidth, also kind of measuring it together with excitement and possibility where I think something could go. I think those are some things. To me, one more point about the consistency is it reminds me who I am when I have that level of consistency. Like doing the birthday videos, it reminds me every day that I care about other people.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me how easy it is to make a positive impression in somebody else's life. I am someone that I definitely didn't know what my life purpose was. And I think it's like, that's an evolving thing. So for me even to say, oh, I've got my life purpose now, I think like, well, I know where I'm at now. I know what I'm working on now. I don't know if that's where I'm going to be in like 5-10 years from now. But what I mean to say by this is that by doing it, it just like is like, it helps me remind myself of like what my code of ethics are and like how I want to treat other people and how I want to be treated. So by doing that every single day, I'm more loving and giving across the board, even when I'm not making the birthday videos as a result of that.
Yeah, that's cool. It kind of reminds me, this kind of idea has crossed a few people that I've been talking to recently. And like when you have a mission statement, or a mission, you know, that sounds a little bit businessy, but when you know, that's people should have a mission statement too. What your goal is for that day or for the week, for your life.
Yeah.
When you clearly, and this goes back to how we opened of what, explain yourself.
Yeah.
When you have a clear mission statement of what, it doesn't need to be a crafted thing, but bullet points of what's important to you. You don't need to worry so much about the individual, like, oh, what am I gonna say here? How am I gonna type these words out? Mm-hmm. If the mission statement is strong and you are in your core, then you are free to do things, and they will organically be aligned with the mission statement. And that's an interesting thing. Once you, and that could, I think, helpful to people at home. So some people are like, well, everyone almost that I talk to is like, I don't know. What I do it too. I'm like, what's the point of what I'm doing? All this stuff, and sometimes like, well, and then like shifts and stuff. Yeah. And then when I realize how like scattered I am, it's when everything is kind of falling apart and nothing's aligning and nothing's working because I'm all over the place. Mm-hmm. But if I just say, okay, well, this is the, even if it's for the day or for the hour, okay, this is what the mission is for this hour. I'm going to email 30 people, and like, whatever the reason is, whether it's for work or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to the other, like when you have that mission, if it's for the 10 minutes to do the thing, then you can get started. And that was important when you said that once the hardest part is starting and opening the thing.
Yeah.
And that's everything that my people will know that that's where the core of the just go thing is, get started.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting because when I first started it, there was no means to an end.
Yeah.
It was just like, I'm friends with all these people. I want to show my appreciation for everyone who's touched me in my life. And I want more love in this world. Like, I want to live in a world that has more love. And that's such an easy way to do it. I think the thing that I was meaning to say before, but I forgot, is like, I never knew what my purpose was.
Yeah.
So I was not someone who was like a virtuoso, like guitar player or like the best singer in the world, where it was like obvious, like that I was going to be a rock star. I didn't have those kind of things. So I didn't really know what my unique talents and gifts were for so incredibly long, and thinking that my gifts have to be something so tangible, like, oh, I can create the baddest website for you.
Right.
Like, I don't have some of those like skills that are so like apparent that someone would pay for, let alone how to provide value for another human being. So what I have really learned from doing this birthday experiment is how easy it is to provide value for somebody else.
Yeah.
Simply acknowledging someone's existence and being like, hey, like, I remember that time that, you know, that as kids, we were like playing around, and like, I remember we'd laugh so much, and like, I think about it from time to time, and I think about you. That was such a cool moment.
Yeah.
And like, then you're like, oh my God, like, that's so cool. Like, I didn't realize that like this person thinks about me, and like, I'm an important person in their life. Or like, when this person thinks about me, they're like, they think I'm really fun and like smart.
Yeah.
Like, it's such an easy thing to do to provide value for somebody else just by like, it's in How to Win Friends and Influence People, the Dale Carnegie classic, you know, relationship building book. His main secret sauce in the book is what people want from each other is just to feel important.
Yeah.
And it's such an easy thing to do that by simply speaking your truth to someone who you appreciate and telling them why. And so for me, that's been invaluable for me in terms of discovering my self-worth and discovering that I can be an added value and provide value to every single person that I come across in my life by just seeing the gold in them and having the courage to let them know.
Yeah, it's great. And I like that particularly in that it doesn't have to be this hard, difficult thing where you don't need to figure out an elaborate plan or thing. It's just literally just that simple. But now there's people listening, and I mentioned this before. We're going to try to keep these at a half hour to keep them tight, and then we're coming up on it already.
Oh, crap.
So
double episode.
People who are listening, maybe we'll do some bonus stuff afterwards. There's people who are listening right now that are saying, yeah, but you have that, or you live in LA, so you know more people, or you have a podcast, so you have this opportunity. People listening, I know, because when I hear stuff like this, I do it. I'm like, yeah, but I don't have the right tools or whatever to do this.
Yep.
Somebody who's listening who wants to do something like this, do something that, or just in your thing of being real, somebody who feels like they're just like living behind their Instagram account and they want to step out and have more real connections and be more authentic.
Yep.
What's your take home for them to get started? And maybe they know the steps, but they can't get started because that's the hardest part. What's your message to somebody like that who just feels like they're trapped by this?
Yeah, you know, it's a subtle thing, but if you feel like you're trapped by something, you probably are.
Yeah.
So how can you reframe that in a way that doesn't make you feel trapped, but instead makes you feel empowered? You know, because of these circumstances in my life, I'm fired up to do what it is that I want. Like, I know that my current situation isn't what I want. So instead of being like, I'm utilizing that as shackles or feel sorry for myself or to compare, you know, what my relationships look like or the fact that I live in LA to somebody who doesn't live in LA. Like, yeah, we can all play that game of comparison. Who wins that game? No one wins that game. So it's like, if you're choosing to look at life through that lens, you're probably already making it harder for yourself.
Yeah. And there's always somebody with a bigger house in the Hollywood Hills. Yeah. Like, no matter what, people are like, you live in LA. And then everyone in LA is like, my house isn't big enough. You don't have enough cars or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, not to oversimplify it, but aim to help people. And if you are doing something that you know helps other people and you listen to other people as to what they want, how they want to be supported, then, you know, there's a great opportunity to go out on a limb and maybe create art that people will buy or to start a business that people will want to, you know, come and do business with.
Yeah. Great. So I think the message as well, which I'm glad it kind of landed in this thing of it's perfect for everything that I've been talking about for years and creating my mission in a way is like, just go. Get started and use what we have now. We have plenty of tools, and like, no matter what, especially people, if you're listening to this, you have the internet and you have every tool that you could ever possibly need to do the thing that you want to get out and do.
Yeah. I think I've talked a lot about like the value of speaking your truth and expressing yourself, you know, specifically towards other people in this discussion here. And I think that that's one of the most valuable things that we can do. If we have a hope or a desire or a want and need, if we tell other people what that is, that opens up the door for them to help us or to collaborate. So I think it is so important that we speak up, even if we're maybe a little scared to speak our truth about maybe your next business idea or the changes that you want to make in your life. But when you speak those into existence to somebody else, it gives you the opportunity, obviously, to connect with them where they're like, wow, that's really cool. Like, thank you so much for sharing this thing that you're not sharing with everybody with me. I appreciate that. That creates connection. It also, like, when you start talking about something, like, you're that much closer to, you know, hyping yourself up to hopefully take action. But there's also the accountability piece that if you tell somebody in your life a big idea that you have, or I'm going to start this business, or I'm going to start a podcast or whatever it may be, there's a good chance that that person is going to come back to you the next time that they see you, and they're going to ask you the follow-up question. So you've got that built-in accountability system. So I think that speaking your truth is just so invaluable for connection, for getting the ball rolling, for accountability. So I think that's probably kind of, I think the thesis here for me.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you for sharing. People that want to check out more of your stuff, where can we find your, if we want to follow, where do you want to send people?
Yeah, sure. Instagram is a good place. At Are You Being Real, totally spelled out, is the handle. So it's a good place to start.
Cool. Very good. And that's all for right now. Well, go follow Are You Being Real. If you want to follow me, I'm at One Man Variety. And we're going to wrap this up here. Thank you for listening and watching.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
Yeah, thanks for coming over. I braved the LA traffic to get here. And it's awesome to connect with inspiring people and share with those cameras and the people that are inside of them. So thank you to you, and thank you to you little people inside the cameras. That's it for now. Goodbye.